लिस्बन में भीषण बाढ़ के एक हफ्ते बाद अब स्थानीय लोगों में सरकारी सहायता आने में देरी को लेकर गुस्सा बढ़ रहा है। लिस्बन में लगभग 2000 घर रहने लायक नहीं रह गए हैं। इलाके के सैकड़ों परिवार प्रभावित हैं और अब स्थानीय निवासी प्रीमियर से सवाल कर रहे हैं।
Thanks, Heidi.
No one explained that. Is there any funding for these people in that country?
Yeah, we're happy to have them do whatever we can to get.
Yeah, but we've heard billions of promises.
Yeah, I don't know.
बाढ़ के भीषणतम प्रकोप के एक हफ्ते बाद अब लिस्बन की शुरुआती हैरानी निराशा में बदलती जा रही है। लिस्बन के मेयर स्टीव क्रेग ने स्थानीय निवासियों की भावनाएं समझाने की कोशिश की है।
The priorities on the cleanup right now, cleanup and recovery. So, as you say, it's a week today, and I guess the feeling on the ground is slowly turning to the anger. I put it down to mourning a loss of a loved one, really, which is what it is. So you go through the shock and the sadness, and now we're sort of moving into that anger stage. People want things done, and hopefully they can understand that there is so much to do that we are trying to get to everyone, but it's not going to happen straight away.
लोग ये भी पूछ रहे हैं कि अब तक उनकी सड़कें मलबे से क्यों भरी हुई हैं। बायरन निवासी जेस स्कॉट हेस कहती हैं कि समुदाय के सदस्यों को खुद राहत कार्य करने पड़ रहे हैं।
There's been really minimal government action on this, and I think that's why everyone's getting really frustrated and really angry at the moment. A lot of volunteers, the SES are amazing, but they can kind of only do so much within their guidelines. With rescuing people, a lot of their boats, they had orders that it was too dangerous, so it was just civilians and communities that were going out saving people.
नॉर्दर्न रिवर्स के निवासियों का कहना है कि बाढ़ के बाद की सफाई और मदद का सारा भार उन पर आ गया है, और ये तब जब पिछले हफ्ते की प्राकृतिक आपदा से वे उबर ही रहे हैं। निवासियों का कहना है कि बाहरी मदद और राहत सामग्री आने में कई दिन का समय लग गया था। सुश्री हेस का कहना है कि सरकार को और कड़े प्रयास करने की आवश्यकता है।
The community is using like self-funded helicopters to drop food. I had a friend yesterday while he's incredible. He's been making all this food, and he did a drop by a helicopter to, I believe, Ballina, to drop food and water to people. And I think if the community can do what they've been doing for the last week without the help of government, then I think the government has the resources to get in there and help people.
सुनिश्चित की गई सैन्य सहायता से लगभग आधी ही अब तक प्रभावित इलाकों में पहुंच सकी है। ऑस्ट्रेलियाई आर्मी के ब्रिगेडियर रॉबर्ट लॉर्डिंग का कहना है कि सैन्य बल जल्द आएगा, लेकिन उससे पहले तैयारी की जरूरत है।
We need to have accommodation for them. We need to make sure that we've got fuel for the trucks and for the plant and equipment. We need to make sure that we've got some basic medical services, you know, the capacity to feed them, do all of those things to sustain them safely so that they can get on with the task. And most importantly, so that we're not taking resources out of the, or away from the local community. So my expectation is by the end of this week, we'll have close to 1,000 people here on the Northern Rivers.
प्रशासन का कहना है कि वे लोगों की ये निराशा समझते हैं, लेकिन वे परिस्थितियों के हाथों बंधे हुए हैं। प्रधानमंत्री स्कॉट मॉरिसन ने 2GB रेडियो पर सरकार का बचाव किया है।
There are difficulties getting into a lot of these places currently. I mean, the ADF just can't miraculously get through things that you can't get through to get to a particular location. That's why they're using their helicopters and other supports. That's why they're doing road clearing. I mean, we are in the worst of this disaster up around Lismore at present, the worst of it. And that means there's always difficulties, whether you're a fully advanced developer economy or not. the horror of what this flood has delivered upon those Northern Rivers community is without precedent.
न्यू साउथ वेल्स के प्रीमियर डोमिनिक पेरोटे ने एबीसी न्यूज ब्रेकफास्ट से कहा है कि प्रभावित इलाकों तक पहुंचना चुनौतीपूर्ण रहा है.
No, the advice I've received, David, is that these some of these communities were not able to be accessed. And early on in the week, as the floodwaters rose, we still had torrential weather, and we could not get aircrafts into the skies.
राज्य की आपदा सेवाओं की तैयारी पर भी सवाल उठाए जा रहे हैं, पर रेजिलियंस न्यू साउथ वेल्स के कमिश्नर शेन फिट्ज़सिमन्स का कहना है कि परिस्थितियां शुरू से ही विकट रही हैं.
I think this response effort has absolutely been overwhelmed by the unprecedented conditions that have been well documented and well talked about from the beginning. I think there's a lot of people that have been disappointed and upset as a result of where they found themselves during these very, very difficult and indeed deadly times.
श्री पेरोटे का कहना है कि रिकवरी के प्रयासों में कोई कमी नहीं रखी जाएगी, पर स्थानीय निवासी केवल वादों पर भरोसा नहीं करना चाहते.
I'll tell you, we need housing because there's not much mental health can do without housing. People need a secure base.
So we were saying earlier, so the 3,500 proper homes we've looked at, flood affected 2,500.
नुकसान के अनुमान सुझाते हैं कि करीब 2,500 घर अब रिहाइश के काबिल नहीं रहे हैं. ये आंकड़ा आने वाले समय में और भी बढ़ सकता है. इन महिला ने प्रीमियर को बताया कि वे परिवार जहां विकलांग बच्चे हैं खासकर प्रभावित हुए हैं.
Kids with autism trying to find housing, running out of funds. They've got, no money to go anywhere.
Resilience Lismore की संयोजक एली बर्ड का कहना है कि सबके रहने की जगह ढूंढना सबसे बड़ी चुनौती रहा है.
So we have a very serious housing crisis. Even before this issue, we had a housing crisis in the Northern Rivers. Now we have thousands of people being displaced from their homes, and we urgently need to find temporary accommodation solutions for all of those people. They're living with friends, family, they're in evacuation centres. We need to rapidly upscale accommodation for these people.
उनका कहना है कि अब सरकार को परिस्थितियां संभालने की आवश्यकता है.
That is not something that the community can manage. It is not something that council can manage. It needs government, coordinated government response to be able to establish facilities that we can use going forward.
Premier Perote कहते हैं कि वे अपनी ओर से हर संभव प्रयास कर रहे हैं, पर आज की परिस्थिति यही है कि एक और रात होगी जहां हजारों लोगों के पास लौटने के लिए कोई घर नहीं होगा. SBS न्यूज से आर्याना लुसेंट, नवीन रजिक और स्टेफन आम्बस्टर की इस खबर को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए पेश किया है वृशाली जैन ने.